Welcome back, folks. It's Mark Steiner, still here on the Mark Steiner Show right here on WEAA, and it's time to talk to Lisa Snowden-McRae, writer and associate editor of the Baltimore City Paper. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good, and actually, like, I know that I was up next, but I did not want that discussion on fences to end either.
I know, it was wonderful. It's just, so we need more of that. We're going to do more of that. So we're going from that to booze.
Yes.
So what is a booze issue?
The booze issue is our issue dedicated to all things drinking. So we have photos. Joe Giordano, our photo editor, went to the Baltimore Whiskey Company and took some behind-the-scenes pictures of how they distill and make whiskey. We have a tour of some small little, like, neighborhood corner bars and dive bars throughout the city that, you know, don't always get signed. We have some lesser-known booze-themed movies. And I wrote about the Applebee's around the corner of my house, and the karaoke night that it has.
Wait, Lisa, do you sing karaoke?
I do not. But I enjoy watching other people sing.
Okay, right.
I have not yet met the amount of alcohol that it would take for me to karaoke.
So what are some of the best bars where affordable booze and prices conversation?
Well, who do we have here?
What do we got there?
Butts and Betty's Tavern.
Oh, Butts and Betty's. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On the corner of Gill and South Kellington Avenue.
Yes.
We've got Spirits Tavern on Bank Street and South Wolf Street and Upper Fells Point. Roman's Place off South Decker Avenue in Highlandtown. And we have Naughty Pine on the corner of Fayette Avenue and Conkling Street, also in Highlandtown.
Well, other than Butts and Betty's, I haven't been any of these places. So.
Well, now we got some new places to go.
Have you tried any of them out?
I have not, but I also am, I'm always looking for places to go hang out. So I got to give them a try, too.
And so now, and who did the Boozy Movies thing? That was...
That's some of our really good arts writers. Let me pull that up.
I'm looking at it right now.
I think that I'm prepared for your questions, and you always throw me for a loop.
I'm sorry, baby. So sorry.
That is Adam Katzman, who's an amazing film writer. And Dominic Griffin.
And you had
they talk about The Legend of the Drunken Master, Mean Streets, and Moon Runners.
Moon Runners. I don't remember seeing Moon Runners. I saw the other two. And were really good movies. I mean, Mean Streets is one of the best movies I think ever made.
Yeah.
Early film for Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
And we also have, in non-booze issues, a really good piece by Brandon Soderberg and Rebecca Kirkman about the first meeting that was held by the Mayor's Safe Space Task Force, which still has some, I think, bumps to work out from what they reported.
So what's that piece called again? What's it called?
It's called Delia-Date It Yourself, and it's about the Mayor's Safe Arts Space Task Force that was formed after they shut down the Bell Foundry.
Oh, right.
2 weeks ago.
And so he has a critique of that.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, I think what it seems like is that, you know, the two very different kind of brains being mushed together in this. It's like, you know, that bureaucratic government brain and then artist brain. So, you know, I think it's an interesting idea, and it'll be interesting to see how it works out over the course of the next few, I guess, weeks and months.
It would be really interesting to see what they do with that. I don't want to be jaundiced, so I'm going to keep a very open mind. But before we roll, I got to ask you, we're going to go back. So what is it about the karaoke that draws you there?
Well, one of the things that I write about is, you know, my husband and I have small kids, so we don't get to get out as much as we like. And a lot of times we're exhausted. So honestly, you know, this Applebee's opened up down the street from us. And that's why we went, because it's literally down the street. So we can kind of leave our smaller kids with the big kid who's 17 and just kind of, he can make sure that nothing, you know, the house doesn't burn down. We can sneak down there and have a drink. And we just realized that, like, we're on White Marsh. And it's not always very diverse in White Marsh. But there's this collection of people that come, and I later found out talking to the DJ that there's like a whole karaoke culture, and so apparently some of these people are people who follow him around. Like, he used to DJ a karaoke event in Towson for years, so they know him from there, and they travel, they kind of follow him around and do karaoke.
Well,
so it's just kind of like a silly, fun thing to do, like in the middle of the week.
What,
you know, we're exhausted. We haven't really seen each other because we're both busy.
Well, so I'm gonna have to do that one night. I've never really watched karaoke before in any serious way. Maybe I'll have to kind of trip over there and see what you all do.
Sure, so, and you should also swing by. There's karaoke, I think, on Tuesday night at the Crown.
At the Crown,
totally
yes.
Different crowd.
Different crowd. Lisa Snowden McRae is writer and associate editor for the Baltimore City Paper. So all around town, just pop it out of the box, walk away with it, and enjoy. And Lisa, always good to talk to you, love. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you all for joining us here today on The Mark Steiner Show and being part of our program. We look forward to having this conversation with you every day. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our production assistant is Nadia Romligan. Our engineer today was Wyman Jones. And, of course, Andre is back there, too, because he was on the show. He ain't going no place. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. The podcast of Mark Steiner Show, and share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner, and go to WEAA.org so you can join us for our 40th anniversary party. Take care, y'all.